much for beginnings. I like to settle in and make my impression much later. Look at you, you're pretty. I'm trying to decide how well you know this. I'll follow you right to the edge and push you off. I've done this before, don't worry about it, I'm a pro. Look right here, I have a tattoo to prove it. My body consists of 29 tattoos, all dedicated to my mother. I'm still trying to explain my piercings. I did them myself, some people say I'm a scientist, watch me work. In 2 years I'll have your entire reproductive system in orbit. Don't worry, you'll be in my lab, I do experiments on the brain also. I wanna know what made me do this to you. Actually, I wanna know what made you let me do this to you. I finally decided you have a problem. I'm a scientist, you should listen. We get this way eventually, I thought it'd help us through the process. I'm so different, I'm just like everybody else. I finally understand what it means to be made in America. I'm so proud, I can hardly stand it. I finally know what I look like naked, wrapped in red, white, and blue saran wrap. It's not pretty, but it's the nationalism in me. It's not pretty, but it's the exhibitionist in me. I'm not pretty, I'm no Kennedy, but I'm not Gilbert Gottfried either. I'm not your neighbor, I'm somewhere on the fence. When I talk about myself, my knees sweat, it's alien, I know it. There must be some experiments, I'll do them, I have a hypothesis. You came from Planet X and infected me, that's it. I'll be dead in 2 weeks, let's go home. I can't trust anyone, my mother won't even give me money. I need a moneymaker in my basement, maybe a sweatshop. I'm not an inventor, I'm an innovator, let's turn the lights out and rebuild. Waiting to be abducted. Good God, I said I'm waiting. I wanna go somewhere and do something that's big, but at least I have ambition. Generation X, what happened to us? We had ambition, then we all moved away. I'm so sad, so deranged because of it. Somebody tell me to get over it. There's bigger, better, terrible things. Texas is bigger than France, think about that. I'm not saying anything, there's lots of guns in Texas. Fuck Texas, I wanna mess with them, they're arrogant. I'm not arrogant, I'm confused. What does it mean to be a Republican? I don't want to trickle down, well maybe it all depends on who you are. What does it mean to be a Democrat? I don't want to hide behind lies of liberalism. I'm vague, but I have my limits. I'm not political, I'm polemical. I mark myself down as independent. It's ironic, I don't know what it means to be independent. I want to start my own political party. I don't want to be political. I think I'll start the Condescendent Party. You're all full of shit anyway. I mean that in a good way. Don't join the militia and hunt me down. I don't own a gun, but I can run really, really fast. Don't test me. Don't play yourself up, it's bad for your image. Ask Howard Hughes, he wouldn't talk to you anyway. Your image needs all the help it can get and you know it. Remember when you opened your mouth and realized that was the end of it? Remember the morning after? Forget it. Look at you now, you've changed, but you're still here. I'm annoyed, I can't concentrate. Stop visualizing me naked. I have a problem translating the world into acronyms. I have a problem with you personally. You didn't do anything to me, I know, but just look at the taxes you paid. Did I pay them too? I pay too much. We need to figure this out. I'm not satisfied, I don't remember. I need to get a job. I need to get a blowjob. Oh no. Now I'm sexist. You've bit off more than you can chew. Ouch! I didn't mean to get in this position. I was drunk and look what I was wearing. This isn't my fault. I have the receipt to prove it. I'm so full of answers you'd have to make a Bible comparison to ruin me. I'm actually somewhat clever. Okay, I'm not, but at least I'm persistent. I can keep this up all night. Just try me. I care so much I couldn't care less what you do without me. I'm so free. I'm naturally noisy. I'm onomatopoeic. Just try me. In fact, be pretty. I'll be a blue light in a black room. If I have to be pretty, I'll be the warm rumble of an engine on a winter road in Minnesota. If I have to be pretty, I'll be one long warm finger and lie down next to you. Think of me as pretty, after all I could have made a car bomb. Pretty is what you want. There's magazines and videos, they'll show you how. There's lots of makeup and diet pills. If you're big boned, I guess you're fucked. If you have an eating disorder, stop it. I was there once, it's not pretty. Don't worry, I'm not pretty either. Some people say they'd even walk down a street with me. Come on, Generation X, we're pretty and we don't know what to do about it. fuck marching. Let's all streak down Pennsylvania Avenue with fuck me painted on our chest in an angry red-lettered font. How pretty we'd be, how newsworthy. We're dying to do something important. You can feel it in our general electricity. Hey, remember how on his deathbed Oscar Wilde sat up and said, either this wallpaper goes or I do. You know, I bet it was as pretty can be. I bet it was as pretty as that painting of the Virgin Mary covered in elephant shit. As far as I'm concerned, that painting placed us between heaven and earth more than any other man-made object I've ever looked at or read. But then again, you know how we get with sarcasm. This is a call to arms. By arms, I mean this is a call for us to join our physical goddamn flesh together and simply say, enough already. We've had enough of what they've given us. We're going to take what we deserve and we're going to look pretty doing it. If we need a battle cry arm in arm, we should shout, this is what's next. This is what's next. This is what's next. We're sick and tired of our disillusionment. We're sick and tired of working for nothing. We're sick and tired of what we call government. We're sick and tired of being sick and tired. We're done with you, America. We're stepping out of our cubicles and joining arms. This is what's next. This is what's next. This is what's next. Our arms in the air, our disgust, our taking a bullet from the goddamn NRA. Our duty to the human race, our real reason for revolution, finally not a matter of race, or war, or suburbia, or even the pathetic personalities lying. The so-called Senate of the United States of Disillusionment. A few of us who aren't playing dead are under the covers talking about what's next. What's next is one last chance, walking by a window and looking in to see your reflection. You'll finally be everything you ever wanted if the image staring back at you is pretty. You'll finally be everything you ever wanted if the image staring back at you is pretty. You'll finally be everything you ever wanted if the image staring back at you is pretty. This is what's next. This is what's next. This is what's next. This is what's next.